Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
I experienced something I've never experienced before yesterday. Like a new sensation.
Oh.
Ian just plays in accessory run. New sensation.
Should we be talking about this?
I got green bin envy. I don't know if you've ever had green bin envy.
What do you mean?
Do you not have a green bin?
Yeah, have a green bin.
So sorry, can we your green bin is the recycling bin.
Yeah, isn't everyone's?
No.
What?
This wrecks my head. We have a brown bin for
composting
food, yeah.
We have a green bin, which is our normal bin, and we
for
have a blue
waste?
Bin for recycling.
Ew!
Blue.
I actually got ick off your bins, and bins are already icky.
Totally. Why is the green bin not the, like, hello, green, let's all be green. Let's
yeah,
all,
green recycling, like, green it recycling. Makes sense.
Team green in school.
Yeah.
Green team.
Yeah.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You have it wrong.
No.
Blue.
No.
You got a, like, some kind of pub bottle bank in your backyard.
So, your
so my recycling, my green bin. My green yeah. bin, okay? So, if everyone has different colours, okay, my recycling bin is green. So, I was walking in the driveway, and my neighbour, two doors up, was putting the bin out, because it's bin day.
Hmm.
And he put the bin out. And you know the way when you see, I don't know, maybe if you see, like, if you buy, say, like, I don't want to say any particular brand. You buy a car of a brand, right? But it's the medium-sized car. And then your next-door neighbor buys the bigger one that you couldn't afford.
Oh, yeah.
This guy has got, like, a wheelie bin that's about 1.5 times bigger than mine. It was brand, it was shining. I was like, because it was the wheels that caught my eye first. I was like, they were like big
alloys.
They were big chunky, like off-road wheels. And then I was like, why are Noel's wheels so big? I was like, oh, because look at the size of the bin. And then someone was talking to me, like I was chatting to my mom and my auntie, and I was kind of, I couldn't be rude, and I was saying goodbye to my auntie, and she was going into Limerick, and I was giving her hugs, and it was her birthday, and all this. And all I really thought to do was go, stop talking to me. Where did you get your bin?
So she didn't ask him.
I couldn't ask him.
Where did you get your bin?
Like, and then he was gone in, and like, I didn't want to call in.
Imagine you knocked at his door. hey, no,
well,
hey,
did you?
Well, because I was just really busy. But I.
No, you couldn't do that.
Knock on the door.
And ask him where he got his
That's
bin.
That's literally what yeah. I'm going to do later on today.
Why could you
no,
not do that?
No. That's weird neighbour etiquette.
I'm definitely knocking into him. But
you couldn't, Maria.
Why?
It's different.
I'd say he'd be delighted. He'd be so proud of his bin because somebody is asking where he got it.
Well, here's my question.
I wouldn't be doing that. This is weird.
Here's my question.
Well, then you'd have to look at small bins.
Why? Where? Who? What? Like, I've all of the questions. Can you upgrade your bins? I didn't know this.
Like, it's one of the big, huge wheelie
okay,
ones.
No. So you know the way at, like, a petrol station, because I used to work there, or like a cafe or a hotel or a bar, you've got the huge ones.
Oh, I want one of them.
That, like, yeah. That, like, you could literally, you flip it up, and the ones that you land in when you jump off a roof in a movie.
Yeah.
Not that. It's exactly the same as your normal household bins. It's just bigger. So it's like, you know when you buy an SUV? It's like an American SUV. It's like, it's just
okay.
Bigger wheels, fatter bumpers, better headlights. It doesn't have any of these things. But you know what I mean? That's
like the twin Snicker bars in comparison to the normal Snicker bars.
Not a bad analogy. Yeah, not a bad analogy. I think your proportions are correct. It's about 1.5 times bigger.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You know, look, I've never experienced bin envy. It was a new sensation in my body. And I just figured, am I in the dark here? Are people all around the country upgrading their bins?
Do you need it?
Don't care if I need
it. You don't need it.
I want it.
You only ever fill it at Christmas time.
Oh my God, you are so wrong. I do the green bin dance twice a week, okay? So I get up onto my green bin to the cardboard and the containers and milk cartons, and I bounce something down.
That's why you have kids. Why are you doing it?
Because the kids weigh about like 20 kilos each.
Yeah, but there's a million of them.
No. I wouldn't even trust them to get up there. And I do that dance twice a week. In fact, it's every 2 weeks the bins go out. So probably four times between when the bin gets collected. And I have so much recycling in my house, so I need. I don't even know. Can I get? Does he have some kind of in with the bin company? Maybe he's like a platinum member or something.
He got the gold card.
I don't know what's going on.
The green card.
Oh, nice. Anyway, if anyone has any insights for me, 0874-100-102, have you experienced bin envy? You could be entitled to compensation. I'm freaked out. I want this bigger, better alloy wheel UV light subwoofer bin. Somebody sort me out, lads. Helen wants to know, Dave, would the weight exceed your weight allowance in the turbo bin? That's the thing.
TDI.
So turbo bin, first of all, that's an amazing name for it. I suppose, do they charge? I don't really understand this. This is another discussion we probably don't need to get into, but do they charge per lift, like weight of the lift on recycling? Is recycling free and they charge weight in the lift on the bin?
I don't think they charge weight
on the recycling.
Where we are. No, on any of us. I think it's just you fill your bin and no more.
Right.
And you pay per year. So they go, like, at a certain point in every year, they go, okay, your yearly bin fees are due. This, like, it's 400 quid or whatever.
I don't know. I think I pay monthly. Oh, God, I don't know. This is a discussion we don't need to be having. We need to figure out whether or not I can get my hands on a load of bins. You know, Carl doesn't have kids. Four kids, a husband, and two green bins, which are full of every collection, says Joanne Taff. Hang on. This two bin people, you're annoying me. Listen to Nella.
Morning, Dave. You'll really feel jealous here because we have two recycling bins.
Two?
I don't know how it works, but my husband managed to buy an extra bin or something. But we've got two.
I am jealous of the two bin people.
Will you just pay more, though, surely?
Well, I don't know. I'm prepared to. I'll go to the credit union. I'll get a loan. I need to get turbo bin. How do I get turbo bin?
Turbo bin.
Shane's been in touch as well.
So, Dave, now you're saying that you jump in bins every week.
Yeah.
And you still don't wash your legs? You're a disgusting man.
Yeah. Hiya, Darren McCary here. Our bins, our waste is green lid, our recycling is blue lid, and our compost is brown.
Okay, so they're just, you just got lid colours. Not even the full bin is the same colour. So it's like whatever colour body,
yeah.
And the lids are different colours. But again, green is
waste.
Waste. Blue is recycling. People in Roscommon are saying the same thing. But they still, someone moved to Roscommon and they still call the blue bin the green bin because
yeah.
That's what they've done for years. So the green bin is recycling bin, which is currently what I'm giving out about. Helen wants to know, Dave, would the weight exceed your weight allowance in the turbo bin? That's the thing.
TDI.
So turbo bin, first of all, that's an amazing name for it. I suppose, do they charge? I don't really understand this. This is another discussion we probably don't need to get into, but do they charge per lift, like weight of the lift on recycling? Is recycling free and they charge weight in the lift on the
I don't think they charge weight
on the recycling.
Where we are. No, on any of us. I think it's just you fill your bin and no more.
Right.
And you pay per year. So they go, like, at a certain point in every year, they go, okay, your yearly bin fees are due. This, like, it's 400 quid or whatever.
I don't know. I think I pay monthly. Oh, God, I don't know. This is a discussion we don't need to be having. We need to figure out whether or not I can get my hands on a load of bins. You know, Carl doesn't have kids. Four kids, a husband, and two green bins, which are full of every collection, says Joanne Taff. Hang on. This two bin people, you're annoying me. Listen to Nella.
Morning, Dave. You'll really feel jealous here because we have two recycling bins.
Two?
I don't know how it works, but my husband managed to buy an extra bin or something. But we've got two.
I am jealous of the two bin people.
Will you just pay more, though, surely?
Well, I don't know. I'm prepared to. I'll go to the credit union. I'll get a loan. I need to get turbo bin. How do I get turbo bin?
Turbo bin.
Shane's been in touch as well.
So, Dave, now you're saying that you jump in bins every week.
Yeah.
And you still don't wash your legs? You're a disgusting man, yeah.
Yes.
Dave Moore on Today FM. With On Post Insurance, the perfect insurance partner for life's mishaps. Weekend breakfast with Alison Curtis.
When Siobhan won places for her daughters to go to star camp this summer, I had one warning for her. They do an end of week show and just maybe bring a box of tissues or something because sometimes it becomes a little emotional.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Yeah, exactly.
Weekend breakfast with Disney Plus. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM.
From Wait Till I Tell Ya to You Didn't Hear It From Me. Lines, putting the talk into tea this morning.
Make me feel good. Motors only. Live at Punchestown Racecourse on June 2nd. Featuring special guest Jazzy. Musgrave Park, Cork on Friday, June 21st. And Galway Airport on August 11th. Tickets from £59.90 on sale now from Ticketmaster.ie. Additional charges may apply, subject to license. Belters only, live at Punchestown Racecourse, Musgrave Park and Galway Airport. Tickets on sale now.
Take the next step in your career at Southeast Technological University. Visit our university campus in Waterford for SETU's postgraduate open evening on Thursday, the 23rd of May from 5:30 p.m. With over 100 part-time, full-time, blended and online courses, we have the perfect course for you. Discover more at setu.ie.
From John Krasinski comes If.
I'm an If. Get it? Imaginary friend.
Now, the Ifs are coming.
Imaginary friends need kids to believe or they disappear.
We've started the matchmaking agency to help Ifs find new kids.
Starring Kaylee Fleming.
Does this make us partners?
Ryan Reynolds.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, shall we?
Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Hi.
Emily Blunt.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Fiona Shaw. And Steve Carell.
This is just so exciting.
If in cinemas now. Sir PG.
The current world record for the 100 metres is 9.58 seconds. The fastest time for the 100 metres hurdles is 12.12 seconds. It's no mystery why one is faster than the other. Hurdles. Obstacles you have to overcome. If you have a personal injury claim or one has been made against you, those hurdles could include stress, cost and uncertainty. The Injuries Resolution Board, formerly PIAB, has a new mediation service that removes the hurdles. It's the route for a fast and fair personal injury resolution. The Injuries Resolution Board. Find out more at injuries.ie.
Change is the only constant in business. So whether you're starting or growing your business, our dedicated business teams will always be here to support you every step of the way. Because the best businesses never stop beginning. Search Bank of Ireland Business. Bank of Ireland. Begin. Bank of Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good bloody morrow.
Michael Cunnell's a saw too.
Come on.
The old shower.
Good morning to you. Lovely to be here.
Hey Dave, how's things?
Well, how are you?
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Wearing an old dress, walking it out. Waiting for someone to turn around. But she won't believe you when you fall down on your knees. She fell asleep listening to my friends talking on and on about how the world ends. Then she wakes up and climbs in my front seat. And she said, don't you wait to try.
Don't need the rent. You can't take it all, cause it's already spent. We can burn out just as long as we burn bright. And she said,
I'm not afraid to
Michael Marchese and Scared to Start on Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Says, Dave, we got a delivery of two new bins 2 weeks ago as our older ones were starting to fall apart. When they arrived, the black rubbish bin they gave us was twice the size of the old one and nearly broke down in tears of joy. They messaged back a couple of days ago asking us to leave it outside again as it was the wrong one.
No
chance. She's mine, lad, says Aaron. Yes, Aaron. You hold on to that bad boy. Johnny's been in touch too.
My neighbour has one of those big bins as well and it wrecks my head. I don't know how they have it. I think it's got to do maybe the amount of children or maybe it's got to do with who's in the household. I'm not too sure. I tried looking it up and I think you gotta pay for it, but I gotta go around. Maybe I should call and ask him. Best of luck.
Thank you, Johnny. I don't know, like, do call in because I'm gonna call into mine and find out what the story with it is. I want turbo bin. I want to figure out how I can get my hands on this green bin. Karen's been on as well.
Hi Dave. Yes, I have two recycling bins. I just paid extra for one. I don't see much of an extra charge, but I did pay, I think, 30 euro for an extra bin.
Right.
But it's well worth it because, like you, we have a lot of recycling and one bin with five people in the house just wasn't working.
Yeah.
I have six. Like, I definitely need a bigger bin.
Yeah.
I've got to figure this out. Although, I'm not like Ali, who's in Walkinstown in Dublin today. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm good.
Sorry, I'm still laughing at this whole segment.
Listen, we answer all the important questions here at Dave Moore and Today FM. So, Ali, I'm giving out of the fact that my standard green recycling bin is not as big as my neighbour's. I've got envy. This is just what's happened. However, I feel better when I have to read in the top of your text. Tell everybody what the crack with you is.
You're not being considerate at all to me here. So I can't even dream about a turbo bin. I just want a regular size bin.
Why? What have you
so
got?
I'm renting a house in Walkinstown.
Yeah.
And I'm genuinely contemplating moving out because the green bin is a half size. And every Sunday night that I've just put the bins out, I honestly feel embarrassed. I love the other bins are laughing at my green bin.
So,
and you were talking about doing the dance. I have to do that daily.
How can you do it on such a skinny bin? It's so dangerous.
It is so dangerous, but these are the things we have to do in order to recycle, Dave.
So, Ali, is your green bin the same size as my brown bin? That kind of... The mini.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually smaller than our brown bin, which is really sad. Yeah, so we have to be very strategic, but even a pizza box won't fit.
No.
So it really is impacting my quality of life. So
it's,
I think the only solution is just to move out.
They need to fix that for you.
Like, rather than contact your landlord and ask him, can he possibly move out. You're just going to find somewhere else to live.
I'm definitely going to have a dream tonight about a turbo bin.
Well, if I figure out anything, Ali, I'll let you know. And if we can upgrade the size of your bin, maybe you can take mine and I can get the turbo bin. That would work.
What is going on? Yeah, please. That would be great. If you wouldn't mind passing your bin down.
Yeah, I'll stick it on the roof of the car. I'll drive it over to you. Yeah. Ali, thanks so much.
Oh,
have a good Friday.
This has been fantastic.
Bye. I was saying the people know the literage of the bins. This is amazing. Katrina's been on to say, Dave, you can upgrade. We are a family of seven and we have two 360 litre bins, which I think are bigger than, I think the standard bin is 240. This is me saying this now, not Katrina. 240 litres is the standard bin that we all have, the green, the black, over the blue, and where you are, Maria, because you're weird.
But
she
don't
has
the rules.
Two 360 litre bins and then a 240 litre waste and a 240 litre compost. Now I'm showing my age and life is so exciting talking about bins. Katrina, I hear you. I'm into this bin talk. But if you've got a compost bin the same size as your black bin and then you've got two turbo green bins, I literally want to live in your house. Can I be the eighth person in your house, Katrina? Please, I need to be in there.
I don't know, the compost bin, like, I think is... I feel pressure with the compost bin.
What do you mean?
Like, as in, you know, we've a lot of, like, peelings and stuff that go out to it, and then, you know, Johnny will cut the grass and that goes into it and everything, and it just never seems full, and it's, like, the smaller one. Like, it's small, it's half the size of the
so
other
bins.
You
wouldn't want a bigger one?
I wouldn't... No, because...
Yeah, I'm always looking for a bigger one.
Oh, I don't know. The pressure to fill it when you're putting out a half-full bin, you're like, oh, God, Sorry, guys. Sorry. I'll work harder next time to get it full.
Jay Ree's been on to say, bin envy much, Dave? He sent a picture of, count it, six bins, okay? Two on the left are both brown, dark brown, and they're for compost. The middle two are light brown and blue, and they're recycling. And then the two on the right are black and green, and they're just waste. How confusing is this?
That is so confusing.
The bin provider in Meath gives extra composting bins for free. Right, I'm getting onto my bin provider.
But how can you fill it? What are you filling it with?
Well, hang on. Like, you've got, like, you can be pulling things off, especially this time of the year, pulling branches off trees.
Yeah, but
how
often are you doing that?
Well, ours is full all the time.
Your brown bin?
All the time. You can be, I don't think I've ever missed a brown bin collection. A, because it's stinky.
Well, yeah, but, and I'd be afraid of, like, maggots in the end of it and everything. I can't cope with that.
So, no, I definitely just, ours is full every 2 weeks.
Well, mine just really isn't.
Jane says, I know it's how I'm going to die, Dave, falling out of the recycling bin. I've already done it a few times while doing the green bin dance. I hear you, Shane. In fact, there are stories coming in of people who've fallen out of their green bins. And Emma's in Waterford this morning. Emma Torbett, how are you, Emma?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Did someone in your house fall victim to the green bin dance?
Oh, yes, my husband.
Oh, God.
He has one job.
Don't we all?
One job, yes, every week. And I said, put out the green bin. And he was doing his dance, and out he fell and broke his arm.
Oh, he broke his arm. Oh, my God. Was he all right, the poor fella?
Oh, he was laid up for 8 weeks.
Oh, my God. He proper broke his arm.
He proper broke his arm trying to push down everything in the green wheelie bin.
And that's, of course, you know, when you're an adult and you have a cast, you get asked a lot of times by people in shops and work colleagues and friends and family, oh, what happened to you there? What's his name?
Eddie,
what happened to you, Eddie? Well, did he say something brave, like, you know, I was tackling a robber as he ran out of the house or something?
Yeah, he made it sound so more dramatic. He said, like, if I hit my head, no one would have found me.
Down the side passage of the house doing the green
bin dance. Yeah, everyone was working, so he got just the broken arm. So we were lucky it was just a broken arm.
Poor Eddie. Well, tell him I'm asking him. Is he all back to normal now?
Oh, this was last year.
Last year, okay, thank goodness.
Needless to say, it's my job now every week.
do you know what people are sending me in? There's apparently some kind of apparatus you can get, right? That you clip onto the handles at the back. So you open the lid, and you know the way you've got the exposed handles at the back, right?
Yeah.
You clip this on, and it's like, it's hard to describe, but basically it's got a big handle that you reach above your head, and you push down the handle, and like a big foot just pushes all the stuff in the green bin down.
Oh, we got 100 of those sent in when it happened.
Are they any good, or are you still doing the dance?
No, I'm still doing the job.
Okay, that's all the evidence I need. Emma, thank you so much for sharing that, and
no,
tell Eddie I said, how are you?
Bye.
Olive in Kilkenny makes a good point. She says, Dave, you need to get the two lads on from Panda in Waterford who were on the other week from Music Master to answer all the bin questions. Yes, Olive, you're absolutely spot on.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
Podcast.